Adam Drollinger of Champaign, 359-2255. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the centerfold of popular science for this month. Brother Johnny and his VB10000, the engineering innovation of the year for Popular Science Magazine, from Houston.
Houston was yesterday. New Orleans, Louisiana.
Oh, darn.
Down here in the deep south, home of the Saints.
Okay.
He's in New Orleans, and Coach is in Chicago. Hall of Famer Mike Ditka from Chicago. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, fellas. How are you?
Great to have you both on the show. Okay. We were discussing Herman Cain earlier this hour, and this thing's got to be about over, and whether it's all a lie or all the truth, nobody's ever really going to know, except now we learn that he did pay this woman for the last decade. His wife didn't even know about the friendship, didn't even know about the giving her money. Johnny, doesn't look very good now.
Doesn't look good, Steve, and it's a shame. We like Herman's hard to get over that. You don't need much anyway before you can get picked on pretty good.
Yeah,
and maybe
right.
Maybe it's just not the right arena for Mr. Cain, so his poll numbers must be dropping, Steve.
Yeah, they are, and I don't know, Mike, who gets the support if Herman suspends, which is kind of the buzz this morning that Herman Cain will suspend the campaign. But Newt Gingrich, I'm telling you, talk about a freight train. He's really gaining momentum here.
Well, he really, he makes sense. I mean, and if anybody makes sense, I mean, there's a certain segment of our society that wants to listen to that. He knows government. He's been there before. He's worked with the government as a Speaker of the House. It makes a lot of sense. But then again, there's a lot of haters out there now. There's something. They're going to find something on Newt, too, and they'll rehash some of this old stuff about the divorce or something. This is what the liberal media does, guys. I mean, if they fear you, they will bring you down somehow, and that's what they did with Herman Cain.
Well, and Newt has a little bit of immunity because they've done it before, and they do need new stuff. But he's also taken a lot of hits. It depends on what's out there. Who knows, But I think what the appeal that Newt has is he's got some fairly concrete ideas that he stays with and he explains, and he does seem to be more to the point than a lot of them, and less worried about the way he crafts his words just to make sure he makes everybody happy. So I don't know. He seems like he's a pretty rational guy. Well, so anyway, I think Herman's support. Mike, I think it's going to Cain. A lot of it will go to Herman Cain because that was a fairly conservative group.
Yeah. The thing that bothers me is that I'm listening to this stuff, and I don't pay that much attention to it. But, the Republican candidates have kind of got into a name-calling contest with each other.
Yeah.
Instead of going after the real culprit. I mean, unless you go after the real culprit or the real problem and state your issues based on what our government is or isn't doing, then, I think you're way out of line. I mean, for anybody to step in, and I don't care which candidate it is, and knock the other one. I mean, you say, well, he's too conservative, he's too liberal, he's too good. That makes no sense. They're trying to get the nomination. But if you're going to beat up your own party to do it, I disagree with that. I think you should be elected on your thoughts and your ideas of what you want to do to change this government and move forward.
That's a good point. I think a lot of the candidates did get caught up with a certain rival. And really, Gingrich and I think Romney and to some extent Herman Cain were all just more focused on the bigger picture and running against Obama and changing some of the things they feel like is going to help the country move forward. So, hey, it's shaken out. It's not going to be much longer where there'll be that big group, Stevie.
No, right. No question about it. And again, I know that Newt would love to debate Barack Obama, Lincoln Douglas style, which is 7 3-hour debates. There's no way Barack Obama's going to do that.
Well, you don't play to the other guy's strength.
Yeah,
you don't
right.
play to the other guy's strength. And not that he can't debate. I mean, he would have his prompters, and he would probably have good points. But I would think it is something that Newt does very well. And I think if you listen to his ideas, and I really don't care which side of the aisle you're on, a lot of them make a lot of sense.
I'll tell you, though, Steve, in the shape our country's in right now, I'm not sure we could – I don't know if we could take 7 3-hour debates anyway. I don't think we could stand it.
Yeah.
Well, maybe three, but it'd be fun to watch. I'll tell you, that's two good orators is what they are.
Well,
I've always said this, if you can't say what you want to say in 1 hour, then you shouldn't be able to say it. I mean, really. So if you say 1 hour debates, what the hell? That would be fine. Right? You can't say what you want to say in 1 hour. So you ask a question, the guy gets a rebuttal. The other guy gets a question, you get a rebuttal. Now, if you're going to draw on and on and on, then it's ridiculous. But yeah. I think that's what people do. I mean, I speak to people all the time. I know there comes a certain point where they don't hear you anymore.
Yeah, right.
They turn you off. Their ears go quiet, you know? So, I mean, if you can get in and get out, man, and then you trick them. You know, you're not hit them with a hammer, bam, you're out of there.
You know.
No, that's right.
They remember it. They might remember it.
Well, the greatest examples of that was Gettysburg, when the speaker before Abraham Lincoln spoke 3 straight hours. Abraham Lincoln spoke 2 minutes, and who remembered what?
Yeah.
It's 7:40, Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka on 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM. 5 more minutes for Adam Drollinger of Champaign to get in on this Super Bowl jetaway getaway for a private jet to the Super Bowl. Adam Drollinger has 5 more minutes, 359-2255, 359-CALL, the number to get in. All right, Mike, what impact does Donovan McNabb have on this football season for some team? He was released by the Minnesota Vikings per his request.
Well, I don't think that it's going to be a lot. I think he can. I think that he has played in the league. He has played at a very high level. So, therefore, if you're willing to take a backup and a safety blanket, a guy like in Houston or Chicago, I have no problem with it, really. If I watch my quarterback go out in Chicago and throw 3 interceptions on 3 balls that he basically shouldn't have thrown, I got to start thinking, well, maybe I can do better than that. I don't know. But I don't know what they're going to do. I think they're going to show confidence in A, and they're going to go forward. But he wouldn't be a bad guy to have behind anybody. I think he's a pretty good kid. I don't think he's disruptive in the locker room. I think he's a leader. He's a Chicago kid. It would be a great story if he returned here.
Well, and too, you can, you know, both Houston and Chicago are right in the middle of it. So, boy, and there's, you know, to pick up a guy at that position that might be able to step in, I guess you gotta look at McNabb. But I don't know how Yates, they're down to a guy named Yates down in Houston, Mike. Yeah. I don't know anything about him, but he's gonna
start. He can play. I think he'll be fine but I think here's the thing about Houston. I think they got a lot more working parts. You know, they got a running game with Foster. And even with the other kid, where they got a good running game. So, I mean, they're getting Mario Williams, but they're getting a receiver, Johnson, back. So, there's a lot of things that they can do. And I think the coach has a pretty good grip on how they're going to run that offense. They're not going to go crazy and let the quarterback throw the football all over the field anyway. So, they're playing a number one defense in the league right now. So, you know, there's a lot of good things working for them. And the Bears have a lot of good things working for them, too. Except one thing, you cannot turn the football over. And the 3 turnovers last week caused them to lose a football game.
Yeah.
And Kansas City visits Chicago, obviously a game the Bears feel they should win.
Well they have quarterback problems, too.
I would say that, too, but I thought Kansas City played very hard last week. I thought they played a very inspired game. I don't know how long it'll take. You know, I'm sure the first thing they want to do is get Orton in there and go up against his old team, the Bears. But I don't know what's going to happen. You know, the Bears know what they have to do. If they're good enough to do it, they will.
And then the Saints on Sunday night, Johnny. The Saints on Sunday night Monday night were fantastic. They got another night game coming up too.
We've got Detroit Sunday night in the dome.
Yep.
I think then when the Saints are in the dome, they're a different team. And then when we get to play at night, there's just a little. Seems to me it's a different team again. So I don't see us losing that game Sunday, the way we have played in the dome. So even though Detroit's a good football team, so we'll see.
All right,
they're playing well.
And shifting to college football, does LSU and Georgia? Do the Bulldogs have any chance in Atlanta on Saturday?
Well, you mean what? Did the Bulldogs have any chance?
Yeah, Georgia can tell LSU. LSU looks so good to me. Oh,
you're playing a football game. I think you always have a chance. But you're asking me, will they be? I don't think so.
No.
And if they did, should LSU still play for the championship? Yes, they should.
I think that LSU's defense is one of your better college defenses ever. How do you know that? But they're really, really good. And then Alabama, it looks like it. I don't know. There's a lot of people lobbying for Oklahoma State. Mike, it's interesting. Most of the LSU fans are just begging to get Oklahoma State. They really don't want to play Alabama again. Because that game could go either way, Alabama.
Well, I agree with that, too, John. I really agree with that. There's no question about it. They would rather play somebody else. Oklahoma State, by the way, is a pretty good football team.
Yes.
And the quarterback's very good. They do a good job. I don't think Stanford's one of the top ones. They're right outside of that. You know, the other teams, you got to love Houston. You got to love the team that's undefeated. But, they're not there. It's those top three, and, you know, it's going to come down between those three people.
Oklahoma State still has to beat Oklahoma.
But I think and that's going to be easy. That's not going to be easy.
They've got one thing going for them. I think that there's a political desire by every other conference in the United States to not have two SEC teams playing for the national championship. But truth is, they're probably the two best teams. So
I would say this to those other conferences in the United States: get better teams. Quit whining. If you don't like get better yourself.
Well, I mean, it is remarkable how much better it appears the SEC conference is than anybody. I mean, it doesn't even look close to me.
Well, don't worry. They're bringing Pitt into it, I think, aren't they? Or Pitt's going into the ACC. Whatever they're going into, they won't be very good, that's for sure.
Well, Texas A&M's coming into the SEC. I think they're going to – I don't know about that move. But, No, Steve, I'll tell you, they've got, the five last national champions. And, of course, if it's Alabama, LSU, that'll be six. And I don't think it matters. I think Oklahoma State, I don't think it could beat either one of them. But I don't know why that is, Mike. It's
all about money, John. They're all coming in for the money. They make a bigger conference, more money, this and that.
How does the money help a supposed amateur football player be better? I don't get that. Maybe it looks better to more people. I don't know. There's just a lot of emphasis on football here in the South, but I don't know if it's that much more.
The money goes to the university, then go to the players anyway.
Right.
No, right.
So,
let me ask you, Mike. Could LSU compete or beat an NFL team?
Could they beat an NFL team? If I looked at the way the Eagles played last night, I would say they'd probably have a good chance to beat the Eagles. I mean, I'm serious. You talk about a team that has found the exit door. I mean, they're all checking out, and they're not.
Well, that's
they made bad decisions, and they're sitting there and they're pouting and they're crying, and they don't talk to each other on the sideline. I mean, it was pretty embarrassing to look at what I looked at, and then I heard Ron, who I love, Jaworski, defend Jackson today. Jackson's a little brat, and you got to understand what he is. He's a brat, and if he hadn't get his way, he's going to pout or cry, and that's just the way it is. So, you know, we have too many athletes like that today. They want to call attention to themselves, but they don't want to do it the right way by making great plays. They want to do the stupid things, you know, by the way they act, the way they dress, the way their hair is, and things like that. They think that's more important than actually the way they play the game.
Well, I'll tell you, Mike, it'll be the end of an era if Andy Reid is going to move on, because he's been there for a while.
Well,
Andy Reid
can get a new job anywhere, but that's not the point. You know, it may be sometimes, you know, people say, well, maybe a change might be good. But a change to what from what? You got to understand, you know, what are you going to change? Right now, you look at this football team, it isn't the coach so much as the way the players are playing. I mean, you saw some things last night. There was no containment on either. The one run was a great run, the first one where he broke loose and came out of the pile for a 15-yard touchdown. The second one, I had no idea what defense they were playing. There was nobody outside to contain. Nobody. He broke it outside. He went down the sideline. I mean, he was untouched. So, you know, you got to have people got to be responsible on defense. You got to be responsible what you do. What it's become, we've become playing freelance football. People run around, well, I see the ball's going away, I'm going to run over there. Well, that's not your job to run over there. Your job is to wait over here in case something comes back. And basically, I hate to tell you, but that's the way football should be played.
All right, we're going to be right back. Take our break. Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka, 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM. Back with Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka, 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM. We had Justin Spring, Olympian, on earlier this hour. Big deal going on this weekend. I'll tell you all about that coming up. Economy creates 120,000 jobs. The unemployment rate tumbles to 8.6%, Johnny. That's a positive.
Well, I hope. We've been waiting.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I don't know if this is sustainable or if it's going down or if it just blipped down or what. But I'm always pulling for a better economy because we've had a little bit of a bleak period, and we've seen it at every level, you know, some slowdown and some folks that would like to have a good job. So I'm hoping we keep picking things up.
Mike, you have good business at the restaurants. I mean, you're feeling like people feel a little better?
Well, our business has really been good, John. I mean, Steve, it's been great. We We have no complaints. Actually, I talked to one of my partners last night. I asked about Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's holding very strong. Oakville does very well. I was surprised. We did more meals. We did about 1,500 meals on Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Day out in Oak Brook, and we did about 1,300 downtown.
Wow.
That's a lot of meals.
Yeah,
I mean,
so
we do a good business, and again, it comes down to the right people and the right management, the right food.
That's a lot of food, I can tell you, Steve.
Well, that's
some good food, too.
Yeah. And boy, I tell you what, I'm ready for those pot roast nachos again, Mike. Anytime, anywhere, any day.
You got to get up here. Woo! Listen, I can't get them to you because I don't have the recipe.
All right, and into golf. I don't know if you guys saw the golf yesterday, but holy cow, look at the top of the leaderboard. The World Challenge scores at Thousand Oaks, California. KJ Choi, 66. Tiger and Stricker, 69.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Choi played good. I watched a lot of it. I played that course a number of times. When I was out there, it's a good course, and it's a hell of a lot harder than they're making it look.
Well, that's good for Steve too, and of course Tiger, he's trying to get back in there, but
I think the main thing right now is to play well and gain your confidence and know that you can hit the shots. I mean, I saw, he hit the one long on a par three, then he fluffed it, but he hit the next one almost in the hole. So even though he made a bogey on the hole, that was still significant.
And you,
I'll tell you.
You must have had about a 70 when you played it, Mike.
I don't think so. But it's a beautiful, beautiful golf course. I mean, it really is. Sherwood Oaks. I mean, it's just beautiful. It's in the Thousand Oaks area. And, we used to train in Thousand Oaks when I was with the Cowboys. But this, I played out there after that, and I just don't remember. But I played on more than one occasion. I was just marveled at how pretty the course.
Well, I tell you, too, Johnny, if Tiger can make it all the way back, can he catch Jack Nicklaus? That was the question 2 years ago before everything happened to him.
Well, he needs to forget about Jack Nicklaus. If Mike's right, if he can get a top 10, I think that's a start, and then just go from there. I don't know. I think the competition's gotten a lot better because of the younger guys that have just playing a different game. And Tiger started the hit the ball as hard as you can, by the way.
Yeah.
And
let me give you an example now, okay? Bubba Watson yesterday. I want you to hear this now. He hit a four-wood, 284 yards on the green. Did you hear what I said?
284-yard four-wood.
The guy said he's 284, and he hit a four-wood. I don't know if the wind was blowing. I don't know what was going on.
Yeah, that's nuts.
He probably just hit it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. And the thing is, you got 50 guys out there swinging away, and one of them's going to get hot. So it's just
right, John. The talent is so great right now that anybody can win on any week.
I mean, so, but how Bubba comes out of his shoes, he swings so hard. I mean, it's crazy. It's unbelievable how far these guys
hit. He was supposed to be able to swing hard and hit it straight, though, and he does.
Yep. All right. Well, gentlemen, we'll leave it there. We'll catch up and reconvene on Monday. It is on.
Hey, wait a second, Steve. Yeah. I got to tell you one thing, because just for those golfers out there, now, Mike and you both know I come out of my shoes. That's not necessarily a good thing.
But, yeah, that's because you don't lace them, though.
So, coming out of your shoes, I can do that. But anyway, sorry, Stevie, but I had to point that out.
No, that was a week in your life you had the buggy whip swing, and that thing was going 300 yards.
Lost it.
He had it for 5 days, Mike.
All right, guys.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Brother Johnny, Mike Ditka, Mondays and Fridays, 7:30 to 8. It's Brother Johnny, Mike Ditka, 93.5, 95.3, The New Connect FM.